Hello, everyone. Hope you had a great long weekend. Welcome back to the Coach McVay Show, presented by Microsoft Surface. JB Long, DeMarco Farr, and the head coach of your Los Angeles Rams, Sean McVay. Week 15 takes LA back to Green Bay for the third time in the last two calendar years. But first, how was that long weekend?
It was good. It was, it was awesome to be able to see the guys, you know, finish the game off the way that they did. So many people that were instrumental in doing that. And then to be able to have a weekend where you can kind of exhale, get yourself recharged and refreshed for the last month of the season, it was great.
How do you get a guy ready to play that fast?
Well,
he just got here.
I think you got to give him a ton of credit. I think, Zach Robinson and Liam Cohen did an outstanding job of getting him up to speed. Really smart guy, came in and you can see, I mean, he's a competitor, he's a gamer, and it was fun to see him do his thing, but I you got to give him a lot of credit.
I think we went through it all. This guy can't play. There's no way. Wait, he's out there. I think this guy might actually play. JB, he's on the field. He's playing.
Yeah.
That's impossible, and there he is.
I know. It's, you know, there's some concept carryover to things that he's been exposed to. Football is football, but still – calling the plays. I mean, even some of the things that he was able to do where, you know, he had audible and then he reset one and, you know, to go through it where it comes down to a 2-minute situation that, you know, you get a chance to go through a couple things, but not all those mechanics. I think it was a great collaboration of his teammates as well. You know, I don't think you can give enough credit to those guys up front. I thought Brian Allen's leadership, his communication, his command, but Baker, guys making plays around him. And like I said, I thought Zach Robinson and Liam did an outstanding job getting Baker up to speed quickly, but he deserves a ton of the credit.
I was reflecting this weekend, 5-10 years past, none of us will remember what the 2022 record was. I remember it was disappointing, but no one's going to think back.
Some.
Okay. You will. We might. Diehards will.
Yeah.
But we'll all remember an indelible moment like that. Me appreciate how special victorious moments within the context of a championship season like last year or a losing one like this year can be.
It's the power of sports, and it is it was special. I mean, it was a great temporary relief and a great, reflection of the character of this football team. You know, obviously Baker gets a ton of credit as he should, but I thought there were so many guys that were instrumental and influential, the players, the coaches, and especially when you consider coming off of the way that we lost to Seattle and what was, I thought, a good team performance, two good teams going at it. They ended up finding a way to make, a couple more plays than we did at the end. But then to be able to hit the reset button, come back on a short week and play that way, with the energy, with the enthusiasm, the ability to make those plays, play complimentary football at the end of the game when we had to be able to pull that off. It was awesome. And that's why people love sports. It's what makes it great. And that's why, you just never know and you just keep swinging.
It also struck me as a distinctly Rams thing to do, mm-hmm. not just to claim them, but to play them on 2 days prep. Like that takes Mr. Stan Kroenke, that takes a Sean McVay, that takes a Baker Mayfield, it takes an organization and a locker room that can withstand that. Did you have to sell that in any way to those 53 men so that became a unifying thing, not a fracture force?
Well, I think the powerful thing was in the short amount of time that he was here, he made a positive impact on his teammates. And I think it's a real credit too to that quarterback room in general. You look at it, John was going to do everything in his power to try to be available, push through the neck injury, ended up playing the first three plays. And just based on some of the things, felt like, all right, hey, he's done everything he could, but with some of the limitations that he was trying to push through, let's give Baker an opportunity, and did a great job on the first completion to Van. But I think, total class act by John, total resilience on his part to even be ready to potentially go. Bryce was ready if need be, and then Matthew helping out as well. But I think there's a level of trust that's built up, and then guys knowing, hey, let's do our job. Let's trust the other guy next to me to be able to do his. And I think in a short amount of time, based on what Baker had done on Wednesday, all these practices that we had, I think guys were excited about if he did get in there. They felt confident that he could play well and compete well.
Being a good teammate's hard, man. I mean, you want to win. You want to win for the team, and you want it to be you that does it, but you're happy when the team wins, period.
Yeah.
Speaking of that room.
Yeah, and I think it takes special people, you know, because we're all innately selfish, right, DeMarco? And but, you know, understanding that's what's great about sports is being a part of something bigger than yourself. And then also within the framework of your role, how can you contribute? And, you know, you can't say enough about the interaction that was going on throughout the game, whether that be from Matthew, whether that be from John, whether that be from Bryce. You know, I mentioned Zach and Liam, and that's why people love it. That's why everybody tunes in. That's why people care about sports, because there's so many things that take part, you know, in the arena of sports that are translatable to handling yourself the right way in life and to be better in all aspects of that. And the ebbs and flows, but then, you know, the highs and lows, the positives and negatives are all part of that learning and growth experience. And, you know, I know this season I've learned more than ever. You know, there are lessons you don't want to have to learn again. But there is, there's no doubt that there's a lot of growth that's taken place. And there's a lot of illustrations of guys that are made of the right stuff with the way they've handled this.
You said if the movie ended there, be great. Problem is, you got to go to Green Bay. There's more.
That's all right, though. I mean, and to your point about kind of learning, in that same vein, Geno here on Sunday, Baker on Thursday, I couldn't help but reflect about second and third chances and how hard it is what they're doing at the highest level of the sport and how valuable those resets can be over the course of a career in any of our lives.
There's no question, JB. And I've, you know, I even mentioned it to the team today. And I heard this, you know, when I was playing, you know, high school football at Marist from Alan Chadwick. You know, football is the greatest team sport that there is. And it takes so many people to do it right. And the quarterback is obviously thrust into the spotlight. I think it's the most difficult position in all of sports. But you got to have 10 guys around you. You got to have, you know, people that are given clarity relative to the coaches and seeing those guys. I think it takes mentally tough people to be able to even capitalize on those opportunities. Sure. I mean, you know, you mentioned Geno Smith and Baker Mayfield. I think one thing that's definitely consistent with both of those guys, they're mentally tough guys that haven't let, you know, any of the previous things that have occurred be anything other than a setback, which really is a setup for a comeback. You know, hopefully we'll continue to help Baker shine and do a great job for our team the remainder of this season. And, you know, until we play him again, you know, it's fun to see a guy like Geno Smith, you know, take advantage of his opportunities and play well, especially with my guy Shane Waldron helping him.
Biggest Aaron fan next to you. Would love to see him out there. There is one positive to him not being out there, is the spotlight is on Bobby Wagner.
Yeah.
And thank goodness you get to see how great this guy is. Didn't you say he was the highest grade inside linebacker? I'm glad we get to talk more about him in these fourth quarter holes to win football games.
He's been incredible. I have more respect for him than I did coming into this season. Just watching the consistency, the steadiness at which he operates, the production has been outstanding. But he's a guy that brings people with him. I thought he was amazing in the game, you know, on Thursday. I thought he was amazing in the game on Sunday. And you talk about a guy that's really put a lot of people on his back and said, come with me. We're going to continue to battle. We're going to continue to compete at the highest level. And, you know, you talk about the guy that really is the epitome of a thermostat as opposed to a thermometer. He hasn't let the external circumstances at all affect him. He's elevated himself. And I think that's had a huge impact on our team. And I think that's a big reason why the guys have played the way they have each of the last couple weeks is because of Bobby Wagner.
What is it like when he walks in the room?
You know what it's like is this guy's just got a presence about himself. He's got a security in himself. He knows who he is as a man. But the consistency, you know, I think there's a comfort in that consistency. So steady, you know, whether it's playing against Seattle, whether it's playing against the Raiders, he's the same. And he plays with a passion. He plays with an enthusiasm, a joy, but also an urgency that I think is great. And that's why he's a future Hall of Famer. It's why I've always respected him from afar and even seeing it up close and personal in the midst of this challenging year that we've gone through makes me respect him that much more, because he's just been like this. And that's as big a compliment as I could give to anybody.
I'd love to see him voted all pro.
Yeah.
In the context of this season, as hard as it's been, I think he deserves it.
I think you're right. And I think that would be really, it would be well earned and it would be well deserved. And what he's done through these, you know, first handful of weeks has definitely been deserving of that. And that's, I can take my bias out of it and say, you know, let's just look at the tape.
DeMarco had a multiple sack interception performance in his career. Did you know that?
No.
Bobby Wagner got his first last Sunday against the Seahawks.
Boomer Esiason threw me one.
Nice.
Thanks Boomer. Yeah. Good stuff. I didn't know that. Yeah, it was wild.
But the other element is how you talk about him bringing guys along, having Ernest Jones attached to his hip now for the better part of this calendar year. Yeah. I love that Bobby gets an interception on Sunday, and then you probably don't win without Ernest in the end zone totally. At the end of the half on Thursday.
It was a huge play. It was a similar type of play to what he ended up tipping to Nick Scott earlier in the year against Carolina. But he is, he's getting better. Football is really important to him, and he made it a highlight grab with the one hand. He might have been able to get two hands on there, but it was a great play, and we had to have that to get some good momentum going into the half.
Stepping up without Aaron, that's big on this defense. Huge. Defense, scratch and claw. When did Marquise Copeland get hurt? I thought he finished the football game.
He did. He finished the game. He was instrumental in that third down and one stop to even force them to kick the ball back to us. Did a great job. He and Bobby Wagner got penetration right there, but I thought Cope was active. He's been a guy that's played really well, and he's only just continued to get better behind, Eric Henderson's guidance and leadership. I thought it was great to see Bobby Brown. Ernest Brown was able to get in there and do some really good things. Jonah Williams, you're seeing Hoyt off the edge. So you're seeing a lot of guys that are getting opportunities, and they're capitalizing on them. And that's big, and it's fun to watch those guys grow.
Bobby's strong.
Bobby
Brown is strong.
He is stout, man. You look at a couple of the plays, they tried to run a lead draw, and just the way that he was able to hold point when they were trying to double team him with the center and the guard, and even Ernest Brown being able to lock out the tackle, and then Bobby being able to swim the fullback. That was one of the plays that stands out to me as a real positive. But Bobby's been great.
Do we hold our breath hoping to see Aaron Donald against Aaron Rodgers on the frozen tundra?
I would never say never. I think that we'll take it a day at a time. But anytime that Aaron Donald is out there for us, we're a much better football team.
You know what reminded me of what a cutthroat game this is that you and the NFL coaching staffs play? Seeing the Raiders attack Michael Hoyt. Guy has a breakout performance on Sunday. And what, 4 days later, based off of primarily that film, the way they went after him?
Yeah.
That was something else to
see.
That'll
learn you.
I know. Yeah. No, it's been awesome just to see the way that this guy has played. And, there's a couple. And you figure, too, you're watching a guy grow and mature on the fly.
Sure, learning on the job.
He is. And he's so coachable. He's so receptive to that. He plays with such a great motor. And, even the third and five earlier in the game where, they end up just running a little flip to Jacobs and he's kind of squeezing. He's so coachable and so receptive to that. And then, I think one of the unsung plays of the game was on the second down and 10 after Troy Hill. When you look at when they're trying to just run the clock out, after we cut it to a 16-10 game, they get the ball back on the 25. Troy Hill makes a great knife tackle for no gain on first down. Well, they do a good job kind of motioning, and we were a little bit, I don't want to say out of sorts is a strong word, but they ended up getting a good hit on that run, and Hoyt folding over onto the backside to make it a 9-yard gain instead of a gain first down is arguably the difference in us even getting an opportunity to go back out on the grass, because then on third and one, that's where Copeland and Bobby Wagner make the play. But to make it a second down tackle instead of a gain first down is the difference between us getting the ball back right there or not. And guys that play with that effort, those that play hard, usually good things happen to those that, that have that effort sustain and finish. And certainly Michael Hoyt is one of those guys.
I would not want to loaf with Bobby Wagner on the field.
Yeah.
I wouldn't. I would always stay in the front.
Nobody was loafing, but it was just about that extra little effort and strain when you see a run creases to the second level. And, the difference between making that ankle tackle for one less yard is the difference probably in us even getting an opportunity to try to go win the game.
Moving forward, going into Green Bay, playing Aaron Rodgers in his own yard, weather, excites you as a football coach, doesn't it?
Yeah, as a competitor. It's a great team. I don't care what their record is. Aaron Rodgers, one of the best of all time to ever do it. They're healthier up front. They've got some really young skill that are excellent. They got two great backs. They're well coached. They're formidable. They've got great players on defense. The love and respect I have for Joe Barry, and Rich Bisaccia has done an outstanding job making his imprint felt on their special teams. And so, it's not long ago I've been watching when we're coming back from Kansas City, and you see them just going toe to toe with Philly in a game that could have gone either way. This is a really good football team. They beat Dallas a couple weeks ago, and they're coming off a good win, against the Bears, who's played everybody tough. And so we're gonna work cut out for us. But Monday night, what an opportunity, right?
I was thinking about the contrast between the Rams and the Packers at QB2. And so much of the last couple of years has been dominated by the headlines about how that's caused friction in Green Bay, right? Like one of your best friends has lived that. Jordan Love, first rounder, coming up on his fifth-year option now. Whereas the Rams have been riding with a couple of undrafted, unproven quarterbacks behind Stafford. How have the last couple of seasons impacted your thinking about the value of a backup quarterback, the role in this organization, and where you might like to take it from here?
Well, I think this year will force a lot of reflection that maybe hasn't had to occur otherwise, JB. But, you know, we felt, I think you want to feel like, you know, if your guy comes in, you know, you feel like you can legitimately win the football game while not putting everything on him, but, you know, guys playing well around him. And are you able to still somewhat function? But there's different approaches. And I think in a lot of instances, we've been that way based on just the way that we've allocated our resources, whether that be via the draft or how we've even acquired our quarterbacks. And, you know, this year I think will definitely force a lot of reflection. I don't want to say changing of things, but reevaluating. All right, now that you've gone through more injuries than ever, how do you want to really look at things from a 1, a 3, and a 5 year plan? And those are all important parts of it. But you want a guy that you feel like can come in and compete at a high level. And that's what we felt like we've had in John. You know, even going back to when we had to basically have a plan to win game against Arizona, we didn't know what was going to happen in that Chicago Green Bay game. So it was, hey, we've got to be able to beat those guys to be able to get in. And John did a good job and ended up, you know, starting off pretty good against Seattle before he ended up leaving. And Jared led us the rest of the way a couple years ago in the divisional round.
Backup quarterback, backup left tackle. That, I think that's my favorite story on this football team is Ty Insecki.
Yeah.
He gets an opportunity. He's playing. And the O-line start to do well. See what happens when the same five guys start and finish football games for consecutive weeks?
It can be, you know, this continuity and rapport thing is real in football. you know, there's a reason why we do a bunch of stuff in the offseason. But, you know, I've been really happy. I think, you know, Ty has done a great job. He's got, again, similar to Bobby, just a nice steady calmness about himself. And he's played really productive football.
Are you seeing the impact of Tutu Atwell being on the field and his top-end speed threatening the defensive structures that you're facing? And then you had a projection for him when you drafted him, but now having worked with him for two seasons, is there an updated comp for like who he might become in terms of role?
You know, I think he's done a really good job. What I've been pleased with Tutu is, you know, you've seen him make some plays down the field. Going back to Dallas, you look at the New Orleans game, you know, I thought he made some really good plays against Seattle. But now I thought you saw the other night, you know, you're making plays as a real receiver in those known passing situations, not exclusive to just the play action game and some of those shots down the field. I mean, that third down and 10 conversion, you know, to be able to, you know, on the scoring drive where we cut it to 16-10 was unbelievable. Playing an outside leverage man technique. He goes inside, ends up flattening that route off. Great feel by Baker and great sideline awareness to be able to get that toe in. You know, even on the second play, the 2 minute drive to get us to a third down and two, you know, where he's working an edge, running an outbreaking route. So I think you're seeing a guy that's continuing to become a complete receiver. We'll continue to want to see him get a little bit, you know, more sturdy, but confidence is a powerful thing in this sport. And I think you guys are seeing that, and he's going to continue to get opportunities and, you know, and you want to avoid putting him in bad spots like I did on the third offensive play of the game. That was a terrible call by me when Crosby ends up tackling him for the negative gain on 3rd and 1.
Why is it a bad call? It's a hell of a play by him.
It was a good play by him.
Hell of a play.
Listen, I'm not afraid to admit, you know, when I make some mistakes and relative to some things we could have done schematically, could have better equipped us with some answers and solutions to handle a freak DN jetting vertical up the field. That was... It was a bad design on that play call that I made, and I'm okay with that because the guys made, you know, they made it right for me at the end.
Tell me Tutu Atwell is not made for Monday Night Football.
Sure.
His name is Tutu. He's going to Green Bay.
And so is Ben Skoronek. We got to get him together with Randy Moss now that catch that he made to help you beat the Raiders.
It was awesome to see those guys. You know, the fun thing is, you know, whether it's those two guys, even watching the way that Van has worked himself back, you know, into overcoming, you know, the knee injury. You're really happy for those guys, you know, and Brandon Powell, I thought was outstanding against Seattle. Want to continue to find ways to get him involved. Austin Trammell's been getting on the field. And so, you know, you talk about a cast of characters that are doing a good job that maybe a lot of people wouldn't have anticipated getting opportunities. And, you know, Eric Yarber's really, you know, continuing to do a great job developing that group. And those guys are making their plays, and we'll see if we can continue that theme as we move forward.
Van's got 3 touchdown receptions from 3 different backup quarterbacks, none of them named Matthew Stafford this season.
That's quite a stat right there.
Last one, where does Lambeau rank among your favorite NFL venues, and what could a win on Monday do to elevate your thinking about that place?
You know, it's a special place. You know, I love this game. To say where it ranks, I mean, you can feel the history and what a special venue it is, you know, how important it is, you know, to just that area. And obviously I'm familiar with it just because of my relationship with Matt, but going there, this being the third time, you know, in the last couple of years it'll be great. You know, I prefer the LA weather always, but it'll be awesome. And really, I think what we're looking for, JB, is truly just continuing to improve. Let's compete to the best of our ability, and let's see if we give ourselves a chance to get the outcome that we want. But more than anything, you know, you realize this year's really taught you, you know, how ahead of the curve Coach Wooden was, where you really talk about focusing on the process, focusing on that improvement, and really trusting that, you know, if you do all those little things with the right detail and the approach, you give yourself a chance for the score to take care of itself. And, you know, with all the different things that we've worked through, I think that's more applicable than ever. That doesn't mean that we're not trying to, you know, go there with the intentions of winning the football game, but there has been a lot of different things that occur that sometimes are out of your control. Let's control the things we can. Let's play as well as we're possibly capable of. Let's try to play some complimentary ball, and let's go shoot our shot and see what happens.
Can you talk to my daughter's basketball team? We need that right there, what yeah. he just said. I mean, that's...
I got a 3-year-old birthday today. I'm just going to bottle that up and
right
put
there.
That in a time capsule and give that to him for his birthday present.
It took me 36 years to get to this.
My man.
Bundle up. You too.
Yes, sir.
We'll see you at Lambeau. For Sean McVay, DeMarco Farr, I'm JB Long. This, the Coach McVay Show, presented by Microsoft Surface.